Mary McLean painting is available at 772-223-9000. That's 772-223-9000.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
So he said, have God's faith. What they had just witnessed was a fig tree drying up overnight, died from the root. And they heard Jesus speak to it. That's all they heard. Then they saw what happened because he spoke to it. And he said, have God's faith. And then he goes on to say, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, whosoever shall say tell somebody, you whosoever. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. What is that mountain to you? Our last message in this series before today was facing the giants. Sometimes there are giants in your life. They can be financial. They can be physical. They can be spiritual. But they're mountains. Jesus said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this giant, be removed, cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, you got to believe what you're saying is going to come to pass. Not what somebody suggested to you. You believe what you are saying. You shall have what you say. Come on, there's power in words. For the child of God, see, you carry an anointing that'll pierce darkness. You carry an anointing that'll drive back darkness. You carry an anointing that'll destroy yokes. Amen. You carry an anointing that'll drive the enemy out of a territory. I say you carry an anointing. A devil chasing, hello. You lay hands on the sick, they recover, hello. You carry that. And it'll manifest through words. You say it. Now, words, you have to understand something about words. Words create life. In the power of the tongue is both life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In the power of the tongue. Now in Hebrews 11 and 3, we see where through faith, we understand that the worlds, all the galaxies, all that is in the universe were framed by the word of God. By the word that God spoke. We understand through faith the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. When we talk about the worlds being framed, in the actual Greek manuscript, the definition is to adjust. Don't write this down. I'm going to go through it real quick. You can get the CD and listen to it again. To adjust, fit, finish, complete. To put a thing in its appropriate position. To establish, set up, equip, arrange, adjust, adapt, dispose of. To perfect, refit, repair, mend. To reunite in mind or to make right. God framed the worlds. Through faith we understand that through his words, he framed the world. And you are created like him. Now, we may not be perfect, which we're not, but being in the image and likeness of God, if you talk about something long enough, whether good or bad, positive or negative, eventually it's going to appear. What I feared greatly has come upon me. God says, if you delight in me, I'll give you the desires that are in your heart. Job says it this way, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. A definition of that verse is this, you shall form a purpose or a plan, and it shall not be frustrated. It shall not be opposed by the events of divine providence, but whatever you undertake will prosper. Amen? God sees to that. Words produce images. That's why I don't hang around when people talk negative about a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not listening. Because it produces images in your mind. I'm not ignorant of facts. I'm not ignorant of realities that exist, but I'm not going to listen to it till I start getting it as a dominant image in my mind. And you need to stop listening to it. Words produce images. We transfer images through words. What are your words? Are your words fear-filled or faith-filled? You that type of person that's always talking about what is? Well, I'm just telling it like it is. You've been telling it like it is for 10 years and ain't nothing changed for 10 years. Because you've been telling it like it is. You get stuck. Unless you unleash the spirit and power that is in you and trigger it through your words, it won't create any kind of explosion or change in your life. In other words, the weapon is loaded, the safety's off, but the trigger is your tongue. The trigger is your words. The Lord's most dangerous weapon is his mouth. I said, the Lord's most dangerous, if he says something, it is. Ain't no doubt about it. That's why we're to judge ourselves so that we're not judged. Amen? Now, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, the word says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. I told him in the first service, get rid of that NIV Bible. It's deleted. It's taken out so much that's supposed to be in the word. It's changed the whole spirit of the word. And a lot of people like the NIV because it's easy reading. Ain't no conviction in it. It's taking out the Holy Spirit. Read it. Compare it to the King James Bible. And look at what's been deleted. It got soft. It ain't nothing strong about it. No power. You have to watch some versions versions of the Bible. The same people that published the NIV published the Satanic Bible. And what is the title? The Joy of Gay Sex. The same ones that published the NIV. Do I need to go further? Or are you convinced? Is something wrong with that? The very same ones. The Satanic Bible. There's no conviction there. Read it. Go, if you have one, we may have a bonfire in the retention pond one day. Yeah, they bought all their magician books and stuff. Bring your NIVs. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word there, inspiration, means God breathed. Here's a principle. Here's a key for you. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Do you know, let me try to paint a real quick picture for you. The host of heaven is an army. All of heaven is like the universe. Everything works together in a harmony. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, or is God breathed. That Bible you have, that scripture, is God breathed. It's the Logos. But now you put it in your mouth. And so that means that God's word, or God's breath, and your breath combined together are released into this dimension. Because God gave man dominion and authority in this realm. So we need to take his word, his inspiration, get it in our mouth, because we are legal on the planet. That's why Jesus, the son of David, had authority here, because he was the son of David. He didn't have authority here because he was the son of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. He had authority in the earth because he was the son of David. It's in your Bible. Because he was born here. That's why Lucifer and the fallen angels have no authority here. They weren't born here. They weren't taken from the earth. They didn't come through the womb. So see, you have authority here. God desires to take this earth back and establish his kingdom. So he gives us his word. He sent his word. And his word has to be in our mouth, because his word is inspired by God. It's God breathed. So when his word is in our mouth, something's coming out of our mouth into this atmosphere, into this climate, into this environment that has God on it. Amen. Because you have authority here to release it. And then the harmony comes in play, because the angels that are sent, that are encamped round about you, they listen for and they hearken to, they respond to the voice of God's word. So that when you start speaking the word, there's a whole lot of things go into play. That's why the devil don't want you singing songs of Zion. That's why the devil doesn't want you speaking prophetically. That's why he doesn't want you quoting verses of scripture. Every time you do, it's God breathed. A part of you and a part of God goes into the environment. And if you talk long enough, guess what? Your house that is full of confusion can be a house of peace. Amen. You step in that house, all of a sudden a peace comes on you. Why? Because you've created an environment, you and God. God dwells there. Amen. You dwell there. The enemy don't dwell there. You got to unleash the spirit and the power through your words. Time out for the silence of the lambs.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.